This is Jean-Marie Chikowski. This is Jean-Marie Chikowski, and we are going to be doing lesson two in our mindfulness series. And this exercise is called the Urge Surfing Meditation or Mindfulness Practice. We are going to be working to bring mindfulness to our cravings and triggers in life. So this exercise may be somewhat a little bit more intense than the previous body scan and meditations we've utilized prior. I'm going to ask you to picture yourself in a situation that you find challenging in your present life, one in which you are triggered in some way, maybe a situation in which you might be tempted to use perhaps alcohol, drugs, or engage in any behavior that may be problematic or not ideal for you. Please take care of yourself by choosing something that is challenging but not overwhelming. And as you picture this, I'm going to ask you to imagine that you do not engage in the reactive behavior, whether it is substance abuse, perhaps arguing with a loved one or getting in a fight or what may have you, any behavior that is not serving you. I'm going to encourage you to stay with whatever comes up as best as you can with a sense of gentleness and curiosity. Now, this scenario you pick, if it feels overwhelming or like something you do not want to do or not ready to do, then I encourage you to respect that limit. You may try to imagine a less intense situation in which you react in a way that feels automatic or out of control. For instance, you might call to mind a relationship or a situation where you might react with anger in a way that's hurtful to you or another person. Okay, now I want you to bring something to mind. Now again, at any point this practice becomes overwhelming, you can always just open your eyes, maybe move your body around a little bit to reground yourself in the present moment. Okay, now go ahead. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes again, if that feels comfortable to you. Or you may choose to leave your eyes open, maintaining maybe a soft focus a few feet in front of you. Just letting your eyes rest there without any strain, just throughout this exercise with this nice, gentle, soft gaze. Now just begin by feeling your body in whatever position you are in right now, whether that is laying down or sitting. Notice any sensations, letting the breath flow easily in and out. Now bringing this scenario that you have chosen, bring it to mind. A situation that might or has in the past caused a craving or an urge to act in a reactive manner, in a way that is not in line with how you want to be in your life. Maybe you're with a certain person or in a certain location. Maybe it's something that has happened in the past that you can recall, or a situation that you imagine would be challenging for you. Remember that in this scenario, you are going to make the choice not to use any drugs or alcohol or to engage in whatever reactive behavior the scenario triggers in you. Now, taking a few moments to really picture yourself in that place or situation with that person. Imagine the event or situation that leads up to this reactivity. And bringing yourself right to the point where you feel triggered. As though you might behave reactively. And we're just going to pause here for a moment. We often tend to either fall into craving or to fight to resist it. Here, we're going to explore experience a little, finding a balance, just staying with the eye and observing the experience without automatically reacting. You might begin by noticing any emotions that are arising. Noticing what thoughts might be going through your mind. What physical sensations are you experiencing in this situation? What does this feel like in your body? Noticing too, what is about this experience that feels intolerable? Now, can you stay with it and be gentle with yourself? If you begin to feel overwhelmed at any point, you can always back off a bit by allowing your eyes to open or letting your attention come back to observing your breath. Remember that we are practicing staying with this experience in a very kind, open and curious way. We are making the choice to not act on any urges or cravings that are arising. Just going to stay with them and observing as best as you can what is happening in your body and mind. What a craving or urge feels like. See if you can feel what's here without tightening around it or resisting it. Feeling what it's like to not engage in the behavior. Discovering what's happening when you stay with this experience and explore it a little. What is it you are truly needing? Is there a longing for something? Maybe is there a fear? Anger, loneliness. Maybe relief or freedom. What is it you really need right now? Just staying with this discomfort and unfamiliarity. Just observing in a very gentle curiosity. If a craving or urge becomes increasingly intense, you might imagine it like an ocean wave. Imagine that you are riding that wave, using your breath as a surfboard to stay steady. Your job is to ride the wave of desire from its beginning as it grows, staying and staying on top of it until it naturally begins to subside. You're riding this wave rather than succumbing to the urge and being wiped out by it. Just watching the patterns as the urge or craving or tendency rises and falls, and trusting that without any action on your part, all the waves of desire, like the waves on the ocean, arise and fall and eventually fade away. Noticing now how you can simply stay present with this wave instead of immediately reacting to it. Accepting the craving or urge and just staying with it without giving in to the urge, without acting on it, without having to make it go away. Now, taking the time you need, gently letting go of the scenario you've imagined, and gently and slowly bring your attention back to the room. Taking a deep breath if you'd like to, and maybe moving the body a little if that feels right. Taking a deep breath. And coming back to fully to the room.